Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 7 o'clock hour. You can tell this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing right now. This is his youngest son, Patrick. We join you live until about 10 o'clock. My father is spending a little extra time down in Florida. The weather's so nice down there, and it's starting to turn fall up here. He decided to try and extend this. It's a little bit like extended spring training. He's just down there enjoying some time, a little bit of nice rest and relaxation. I do envy him because these 5 o'clock mornings for me are just a little tough. It's all right. I don't mind being here answering some questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, this is the time of year that we're starting to get ready for winter. And one of the things that you should be using is a product out there, an anti-transparent. You can be using Wiltproof or Wiltstop. Both of the products work really well. What it does is it protects against cold, drying winds of winter and the hot, drying winds of summer. So, you know, right now we're really focusing on the winter part of it. And what this does is it creates like a layer over it. It's almost like bed sheets. If you were to put multiple bed sheets over a bed, think of it that way. And what happens is over time, some of the film will slowly come off. So it's just like you're taking one bed sheet off, but there's many others underneath it that are actually keeping it and protecting it. It's protecting it from all the moisture, the moisture loss from the plant. So it's keeping the moisture in there where it should be so that the plant actually stays healthier during the year. If it starts to pull the water and the moisture out of the plant, you'll start to see that it's noticeable the easiest on like a rhododendron. You'll see that the leaves will start to flag. They'll be hanging down. They'll start to turn brown. And a lot of times you'll see it right in the spring or even part of the winter. What that's doing is it's losing moisture, and that could have been protected by using one of these products, by Wiltproof or Wiltstop. Both these products are great products to be spraying, and you have to spray them. I believe, when the temperatures are above 40 degrees, so it's definitely something that you want to do now, probably the next few days, just to allow everything to get a little bit in there and just protect it. I know it's one of the things we like to do here at the nursery is this time of year, maybe the next week or two, we're getting ready for everything. If we're going to overwinter it, and we start to spray our evergreens and allow them, so there's a little bit extra protection. They're going to be staying out a little bit longer, and if somebody wants to come in and buy them, we've already sprayed them. But if we're going to put them away for the winter and protect them, that's why we want to use it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's the first caller?
First caller this hour is Jan from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you, Patrick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I put in a new lawn this past fall, about 6 weeks ago, and I don't know if I did right or not, but I used the seed slicer or slicer, like your dad said, and it went in great. We did cross, back and forth cross, and I also did not overseeded, but use the seed slicer on my existing lawn in the backyard. Now, the existing lawn's doing great. It's getting nice and thick. But the new lawn is very sparse. It's very thin. And I was wondering, should I overseed it again, or should I just leave it alone?
I definitely would overseed it again. 6 weeks, you should have had, you know, a good amount of growth there. But I would definitely be overseeding it. Usually in an overseed, it's usually about, I think it's like 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It might be a little bit less. When you're new seeding, it's usually 3 to 5. So I think it's about 3 pounds max for overseeding per 1,000 square feet. I would definitely try and do that. One of the things I would do, just so it gives it a little bit of help out there, what I would do is I would scratch up the ground just a little bit. Not too hard, because you do have the new grass there. Just have it a little bit rough underneath so that the seed has something to stay on. So it's not mobile in the rain or in the wind. Put that down. What I would do first, before putting the seed, is put another starter fertilizer down if you didn't before. Usually 6 to 8 weeks it's gone from the system. So another starter fertilizer down there. Put that on the ground, then put the seed over it. Reason why I like to do it in that order is with the fertilizer that you put on the ground, it has to break down a little bit. It's in like little pellets. So walking over, it's not going to actually hurt it. It actually is going to help it a little bit, start to break it down just a little bit sometimes. But if you start to walk over seed and, you know, you get in an area where your foot's wet, you could start to pick up the seed. So that way, if you're just spraying it out, it's just getting on the ground and you're not walking over it and picking it up with your shoes. And then what I would do is, there's a product out there that I use. It's called Easy Straw. What it is it's this straw with a tackifier that holds on to the ground. And what the main purpose of it is to actually help insulate the ground and keep it so it warms it up a little bit, but keeps it at the same temperature, and it actually helps make the seed grow a little bit faster and will actually help protect it. This tackifier is on there, so if it rains or the wind pushes it, it's not going to move away. And it also protects it from birds. Now, an interesting fact that I found out is that birds actually, when they're feeding, which is starting to be this time of year, they're actually going to go to the ground before they go to a feeder, even if there's a feeder in your yard. So if you're starting to put seed down, a lot of times the birds will just go right to that because it's on the ground and it's easy to get to. That's their first stop. So this Easy Straw that you put over it will actually help protect it and keep it from the birds as well. So you're doing a lot of work to it, but it should help out for next year. If you want to see a lot of growth at this time of year, you can use a ryegrass. A lot of people have like a tri-rye, which is three styles of ryegrass in it. That's just a quick growth. It germinates quicker. But if you're looking for a longer period of time that you want to use, you know, take a look at the Jonathan Green seed out there. I like to use Black Beauty if it's a sunny area or partial sunshade. It's really strong product that has a good root system, and that's what you actually want it to do this time of year. You want it to focus on the root system. The root system is so important. The more you take care of the roots, the more the shoots are going to produce for you. So it's definitely something you want to take a look at. You follow those steps, it should really work out for you. And you should have a great lawn from now and into the spring. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Art from Boneide. He's going to be talking about a few of his products. One of them that we really are going to touch on is Mouse Magic and what it does. Great product to try and keep the mice away from your house. It's something you want to start putting out now, because the mice are starting to look for areas to go. If you live in a woodland area, they're starting to look to go into the house in the areas. So Mouse Magic is a great way to keep it out of the garage. I know my father uses it. I have fellow employees that I've talked to who use it and love it. It's got like a pepperminty smell to it. It's a really great product, and it will help protect your areas so you won't in the winter just start to see like a mouse house or something along those lines. It's a great product, and Art from Boni is going to give us a little bit more information about 8 o'clock. So stick with us there. He's going to talk about a couple other things, you know, deer repellents, because it is starting to get time for us to be putting on the deer repellent for the winter. You know, the winter is when the deer are out there looking for items to eat. So they're going to be looking at more like an arborvitae or, you know, hedges, because the ground is covered. The perennials are starting to be covered. You know, your hostas, your astilbes, all your other perennials that are low growing, they're right there. So the deer aren't going to be getting them anymore because of the snow cover, and they're going to be down to the ground. So you definitely want to take a, you know, listen to what he has to say about some of the deer repellents. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to try and answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Hope you can join us. Again, 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
And welcome back to the Lawfare and Carter Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's get right into the phone lines here, Tom. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jerry from Mass with a question about blueberries.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Good. So I know you talked about blueberries and strawberries this morning. This is the first year I've had them, and I have them in containers. And I didn't get any blueberries this year. I got some strawberries, but I'm just wondering whether I should take the blueberry plants that are in these wooden boxes and bring them inside, put them in the basement or something, or whether I leave them outside. And the same thing for the strawberries, since they're in containers, where should I put them over the winter months?
Okay. I do have some questions for you about the blueberries. Do you have the blueberries, do you have pollinators? Or do you have the self-pollinating brands?
I think they're self-pollinating.
Okay. Sometimes with blueberries, it does take first couple of years to get it developed. You're going to have increased production year after year. So it does take a little bit of time to do that. What I would do with the blueberries and strawberries personally is if you have like a corner of the house or a corner area that's sheltered, you keep them in the containers and keep them outside. But what I would do is get some straw and actually, create like a little area for them. Just put the straw all around the containers so the containers are covered, and then a little bit over the soil.
Okay.
That way it's keeping the temperature. You're starting to insulate them. That way they're going to stay the same temperature all winter. That way if we don't get any snow, it's protecting them some. On the outside, you don't want to put just like a little, an inch or so. You want to put a couple inches out there, and you want to make sure that the whole area is protected. The other thing you want to make sure is, say you put it in the corner of a house, make sure that from the roof, it's not coming down, and it's, the snow or rain is not just hitting there constantly. So that's, just look at that area as well. But you should leave them outside to get them out there over the year for the for the coming years. I personally wouldn't bring them inside. If you wanted to, you could put them in a dormant area inside, like a basement or a garage. But I think leaving them outside in the container in a nice area that's protected, but that you can do a little bit extra to them. One thing I would also do is spray them with an all-season oil and a copper fungicide. Just spray those to make sure that anything that's on them for the year is, you're killing it. Any of the insect eggs that are on there and any of the fungus spores. That way it's protecting them for the future. But I definitely would, leave them out there. It seems like you got to keep them in a container. Is that how you're going to produce them every year? It seems like they're going to be an outdoor, containerized plant. So I would definitely try and protect them the best you can for the winter. And at this time of year, you could put some aluminum sulfate in the soil and a holly sown as well for the blueberries and the strawberries to help, neutralize the pH and keep the soil acidic. And then first thing in the spring, again, with some holly toned and aluminum sulfate, just to give it a little bit extra and a nice way to start the year. We're talking probably about April, but it does depend on the weather. We had a crazy March this past year where it was 70s, 60s and 70s in March, and things were starting to wake up and everything was, 2 weeks ahead of time. So just keep your eyes out for that. But definitely keep them inside, outside, and protect it in an area. I wouldn't bring them inside. You could do more damage that way. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock answering your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. My father should be back next week and join you live to answer more of your gardening questions. If you haven't already, you should definitely sign up for my father's newsletter. It has a lot of great information. There had some good information about blueberries and strawberries this week. So it really helps out. And I read it every week to make sure that I know what's going on as well. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic House releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular Lime at half the cost of Lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Barron Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Howard from Cape Cod with a question about his roto.
Howard, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. This is Howard from the Cape, and I love your show. Listen to it every Sunday. It's great. I've got a rhododendron tree bush in the backyard that's got two or three brown branches developing on it. And it's not just an individual leaf here and there. It's an entire area, you know, maybe a one limb or two that are side by side. And it's got like three spots on it. And one next to it, which is three times as large, is also developing two of those spots on it. And I've noticed through the year we had oak trees in our backyard on that same side that had individual branches that also turned brown, and they were brown all summer. And our neighbors got a soft needle, some type of hemlock or English pine tree or something that's also developing a couple of branches that are yellow on it. And I'm wondering if what could be causing it, whether it's the fungus or whether it's a borer or what it is. I'd like to find out.
In those areas, was there any construction done lately?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay.
I'm sorry. No.
I mean, sometimes what will happen is the compaction of the soil will affect an area, especially if it starts going through multiple areas. So sometimes that will affect it. So that's the reason why I ask about that. The browning of the branches, have you looked, does it, when you follow the stem to the actual main stem, do you see, is it, you know, does it go all the way through? Is it attached at those areas?
Oh, it goes all the way through to the stem.
Okay.
And the leaves curl up tight like a pencil, you know.
Okay. One of the things I want you to do is I want you to eradicate those branches to a point where you still see living tissue. So the easiest way to do that is take your fingernail and scratch the bark on the inside there. You're going to see that it's either going to be brown or it's going to be green. It can be in the middle, so you're going to see that it's slowly dying. If you've seen it like a, you know, brownish green, a light green mm-hmm. into a brown.
Okay.
You want to get rid of those areas, okay, on the two plants, because the plant is starting to is focusing on those areas as well. It's trying to help heal the areas, so it's taking a little bit of its effort away from the rest of the plant. So what I want you to do is get rid of those. I want you to fertilize the plants with Holytone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give it a Holytone in the spring and the fall. You're going to help with the, you know, keep the acidity level to where it should be, and to give it a little bit of extra fertilizer now. Not extra, just give it the regular amount that it asked for, but you give it that little extra boost going into the into the winter.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd also like to see you do is take a all seasons oil and a copper fungicide. Don't mix them at the same time. You can spray them one after another and spray the plants with the all seasons oil and then spray it with the copper fungicide.
Okay.
What this does
is that the spider mites or whatever?
It could be the some spider mites or a fungus that's taking over that area. A lot of times it's losing moisture or it has too much moisture, so it'll flag like that and turn black. But what we're doing is we're taking care of anything that could be on the plant right now and storing its eggs for next year. So the all-seasons oil will suffocate those eggs and get rid of them off the plant. But the copper fungicide, which is a fungicide, is something I want you to spray on there as well, because there could be a fungus on those areas. If the two brown areas and the plants on the rhododendrons are next to each other, that's making me think it's going from plant to plant. So that's why I want you to spray both of those. What I want you to do in the spring is when the temperature, right when the beginning of the season, April, when the temperatures aren't over 80 degrees, I want you to spray it again with an all-seasons oil to see if anything has come through the winter, and this will help suffocate them now. Anything in the soil that has come up will suffocate them now. There could be a weevil in there taking over some of the areas, or it could be, you know, some spider mites or something along those lines. But since you said it went from there to the oak tree to the hemlock, you know, I want you just to spray those with those two items. They're both organic. They'll take care of multiple issues on the plant. They give you a little bit more protection until next year.
Okay.
But eradicate the branches first, because you don't need to spray them because they're already dead.
Okay.
Focus on the living part of the plant.
Okay, great. And question in regards to that, too, if it is a spider mite or something like that, could that affect your pets? I mean, can spider mites affect pets or just plants?
Not that I know of with plants, with pets. It should just be plants. I don't know of them crossing over and affecting any animals. I haven't heard that before. So, you know, you never know, but I don't see it as an issue. But the all seasons oil will take care of those spider mites if they're there right now, so you won't have that worry. But I don't see it affecting your plant, your pets. And we thank you for the phone call, Howard. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Teresa from Cape Cod with a question about rhubarb.
Teresa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I actually have two questions. One's about hydrangea, transplanting it. But the first thing is, on the rhubarb, I believe that when rhubarb is fully mature and you're able to cook it, is the stem supposed to be completely red or just partially red? That's my first question. And then my second question is, I have some hydrangeas that I was going to transplant in the spring, but I was told by someone I could transplant it now. Could you elaborate on that for me?
The hydrangea, we'll start with that one. You can plant that now. It's best time when the plants are starting to go dormant to transplant them, because they're going to start focusing on the root system anyway. So when you do transplant them, it's going to focus in the right area. One of the things I would suggest using is a like a plant starter or a plant or a Thrive by Alpha Biosystems. It's a Thrive product for new plantings. What it does is it helps give beneficial organisms to the soil and to the root system. That way it will actually help the plant focus on its roots and go from there for the next year. I would definitely be doing that on anything that I am transplanting or moving. With the rhubarb, I'd like to see it with at least a decent color red on it when you go to use it. A lot of times when you see it, it has that dark red to it. It starts off as a pink, a lighter pink, goes into a deeper pink, then into a red. I'd really like to see it with the red for you to be using it. That way it's, a little bit safer. Make sure you don't use the leaves on it. Just use the stems. And we thank you for the phone call, Teresa. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? All right, so I'm up next. I'll be talking to you for a couple more minutes until we get some phone calls in. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. I'll be here until 10 o'clock to help you out, do everything we can to answer all your gardening questions. I've said it a couple times, but if you haven't already, sign up for my father's newsletter. It's got a lot of great information every week. Got some stuff that you really should be looking at. Like he was talking about a couple different plants and a couple different things that we should use at this time of year. So it's a great item to always be looking at. So, Tom, sounds like we got a phone call. Who's up next?
Next, we've got Claire from Mass with a question about cedar.
Claire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have a cedar cripsy tree. It's by my pond in the backyard. I have a koi pond. It's gotten quite large, and right now the internal leaves of the tree are turning kind of a yellow color, which I haven't seen before. So I wanted to know about trimming the tree, pruning the tree. Can I top it off? And how do I prune it? I've heard that if I prune back to old wood, that it will not grow again, that it won't fill out. But I don't know if that's true.
Well, I do want to let you know that this isn't anything to be nervous about with the way the plant is. If it's the internal needles starting to turn yellow, what it is actually doing is it's their fall shedding. It's allowing, you see, maple trees and oak trees and those types of trees where every year they drop their leaves. Well, it's the same thing for an evergreen tree. They need to drop some of their needles. So that's what this is actually doing. So it's not a bad thing. So don't get nervous that your plant's dying or anything like that is happening. So, don't worry about that part. If you do want to, do some pruning, don't go back to the old wood. You definitely don't want to go there. But cut it back to a point where you think you can actually, excuse me here, I was about to sneeze. about by a third when you do cut it back, don't go back to a heavy stem. So if it's got, branching coming off of it, don't cut the whole branch off. Cut it by a third, by a little bit there, allowing it to still have a branch. And so at the end of the branch, the two hormones in there will, the hormones in there will start to, compete and create a new leader in those branches and start to branch out a little bit. So that's why you don't want to cut all the way back to the old wood. You want to make sure that you, are giving it something. What you'll be able to see is between the nodes of the plant, you'll see where the buds are on, two areas. You'll see that those two areas, you know, there might be a couple inches, might be an inch in between them. So if you're going to cut it back to right in front of one of those bud areas. Because if you cut it right on the other side of it, you're going to have some dead wood for about, you know, in between the two buds.
Right.
So you,
and
so
what
you
about topping it off?
I mean, you need to top it off?
Well, it's gotten very large.
Okay.
I don't need to do it, but could I?
You could. Sometimes what that'll do to the top, it'll create 2 liters on the top instead of just one. So sometimes it can affect the top of the plant. But if it's too tall for you, you know, you really can cut it back and say, hey, this is where I need you. I don't need you to get a little bit bigger. I need you to stay at this level for me and give it that, you know, that type of trimming. I don't always recommend it, but if you have to have it so that, you know, if it's too big, then I mean, you can. There's no rule out there that says you can't do what you want with the plant. It doesn't always necessarily work out, but something like this you could do. You just might have 2 liters on your plant.
Okay, thank you.
We thank you for the phone call, Claire. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
the biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits.
With instructors,
GCN's Vincent Finelli.
From USA Prepares.
Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft.
And 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers.
And $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're joining you live until about 10 o'clock today, doing everything we can to answer all your gardening questions. And just give us a call and we can answer all your gardening questions. Again, 855-660-4261. And Tom, we got anybody on the line? All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from New Hampshire with a question about a fig tree.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I have a fig tree that I purchased in the spring, and we've been taking care of it outside. It's in a planter, and I've brought it into the garage with the cooler weather. I understand it goes into a dormant period, but I don't know what I have to do during this dormant period. Do I water it? Do I fertilize it? What do I do?
John, you really want to let it have its dormant period and allow it to just take its time. It's kind of like a bear. It, when it hibernates, I've used that today already. It's, the bear will go out and get food and allow it to last this dormant period, so it'll be able to rest. It's kind of the same thing with a plant that has a dormant period. They get all the nutrients and they start to store them up into their root system, and they allow the top of the plant to actually slow down and just have a dormant period and focus on the root system. So you really want to let it go. I've known people who actually just leave it outside, lay it down, cover the whole thing with straw, and then in the spring, that's when they'll worry about it again. So really just let it go into a dormant period. Put it into the garage in a cool area, you know, not in an area where it's going to get sun. So don't put it by a window where it's going to get, you know, the light and want to try and refocus on the growing.
Right.
You really do want to make sure it has a dormant period. Just really kind of forget about it. You know, just.
Well, you know, I did that the previous year. I had I bought some smaller plants and had them outside, and I brought them in. I did absolutely nothing to them, just left them in the garage. And came along to the spring, took them out, and they were better than a doornail. So I
really,
you know, I don't know what I did, what I could have done differently. You know, so
and
that's why
you really,
I was wondering if you water it.
I mean, by watering, what it does is it starts to wake it up a little bit and do that. What could have happened, and I'm not saying this did, I don't know, is maybe when it got outside early, we had that really warm weather, then it got hit by a frost, then it just really got hit that way. That could be one of the ways. It could have been, when it came in, there could have been rot in the soil.
Yeah.
There could have been, you know, a number of things that you're not, you know, that we don't know that could have happened. But you definitely do want to keep it in a, you know, have it have a dormant period.
So, I mean, is it something now? I mean, I brought it into the garage, just before we were supposed to get that, possible frost. Should I do any last, you know, fertilizing or just leave it in the garage now since it's in there and forget about it?
Well, you know, you could do a little bit of fertilizer to get into the system to help it for the winter, just to feed the root system.
All right.
But, you know, we had a day yesterday where it was warmer, so I'm sure the garage warmed up. So it's still, you know, growing a little bit. It's still got a little bit of, you know, something to it. I'm sure probably most of the leaves have fallen off, if not all.
They turned brown. There's still some on it.
And so it's pretty much time to keep it in there. But it's,
right.
You know, give it a little bit of something because the garage, if you keep it in the garage, it's, you know, it's getting the cool temperatures at night, but it'll warm up a bit during the day. So it hasn't really gone into a complete dormancy. So it can't hurt it to put like a, you know, an all purpose fertilizer in it or a, you know, a garden tone fertilizer.
All right.
Into the system, just to help the root systems and say, you know, hey, I care about you here. I want you to be with me in the spring, so I'm going to give you a little something now, and you got to give me a little something back in the spring.
All right. One last question. When should I take it out? And when I do take it out, should I just leave it for the rains, or do I add stuff at that point?
You want to bring it out, you know, first in the spring once it starts to warm up and slowly get it adapt to the outside and allow the soil and everything to warm up. You're going to have to bring it in at night at first, but then you can bring it back outside.
All right.
Slowly. You're going to start to water it and get it fertilized earlier in the spring, but just slowly, like any other houseplant that you're bringing outside.
Okay.
And we thank you for the phone call, John. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com. Order today.